This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Stacy, and I'm guessing that you clicked play because you love getting as much Didn't I Just Feed You in your life as possible. I mean, hey, listen, girl can hope. But if I happen to be right and you're not already getting our bonus episodes, what are you waiting for? There are two ways that you can get access to two extra full-length ad-free episodes every single month. You can either subscribe to our bonus feed on Apple Podcasts, or you can become a supporting member of our community. If you become a member, you'll also get an ad-free stream of every single episode, which means 8 glorious episodes of Didn't I Just Feed You every month, every single one without ads, thanks to your generous support. Get all the details at didntijustfeedyou.com/community. And in the meantime, here's a preview of a recent bonus episode that we think you'll love.
Hi, it's Megan and Stacy. Thank you so much for your generous support of Didn't I Just Feed You? A quick reminder that if you're subscribing via Apple Podcasts, we'd like to invite you to join our listeners' boards too. Visit didntijustfeedyou.com/community to sign up. There you get even more direct access to us, and you can let us know what episodes you want as a subscriber. You can also always shoot us an email too if you have an idea. Just type it up. Hit send to hello@didntijustfeedyou.com.
Have you all noticed that we've been answering your questions a lot? Like, we've been answering listener questions. They come in through the community. They come in through Instagram. They come in through DMs. They come in through emails. But Megan, it's been so fun. And also, our listeners are doing the work of helping us come up with episode ideas.
But actually, that's what we want. Like,
yeah,
Didn't I Just Feed You is to be of service and help busy home cooks, busy parents. So I don't know, it just feels like a win-win all around.
I love it so much. So today we're answering a great question from the listeners' boards that Megan was talking about. Lisa asked, I'm looking for recipes for hearty salads for spring and summer that can be a side or a meal with rice, pasta, beans, chicken that keep for several days. And I don't want to make 12 servings because it's just me and then it goes bad. I love this question. There's a lot of different qualifications for this question. But like, that's part of what makes it so great. Like, we can just kind of dig in with tons of ideas.
Yeah. Don't ever be afraid of making your question really specific. I love this question for kicking off May. Not only is it like such a busy season for parents, and I think figuring out a strategy for feeding yourself when it's really hectic is so important to taking care of yourself during super busy seasons. But hopefully some of these ideas, if you're never going to make a salad for yourself as part of meal prep, some of these ideas could be useful for upcoming graduation parties or Memorial Day picnics and all that. So I think it's just a great question overall.
I also want to say that I think that most of the ideas that I'm coming with today, at least, you can prep for just one person, but also you can make 12 servings.
Exactly. Like,
that's what you want for the cookout, for whatever it is.
Yes. So I guess a really big question to start off with, or a great place to start, is what makes a salad hearty? Is it specific ingredients? Is it technique? Is it exclusion of specific ingredients? What are your thoughts, Stacy?
I think it's a couple of those things. When I hear the word hearty, to me, that immediately makes me think it has to last.
Okay. Not just be filling.
I mean, both. But that the first thing I think of is that it has to last, and it has to last under, let's say, less than optimal conditions. So I think about a hardy plant. Like whenever I go to the nursery or plant store, I'm like, I need something hardy. And what I mean is, I will kill it otherwise. Like, I might not water it the ideal amount. Like, it might not be getting the ideal amount of sunshine, but it's going to last. So when it comes to salads and food, I'm thinking that the ingredients are ingredients that hold up. In some cases, they can be dressed and not wilt immediately. You know, you can dress it, kale versus iceberg, let's say, and keep it in the fridge for a day or two, and it's still going to feel edible and not have a terrible texture. And then secondarily, what comes to mind for me is that it's filling as well. But I do think that sometimes those things go hand in hand, that ingredients that last tend to be filling. They have, oh, the word Mike and I use is proteinous, which is not a real word, but like whenever we'd want a meal that's like protein forward, we'd be like, you know, I don't know, like something proteinous. But they, you know, they're vegetables that are very dense. And then often that means they're dense in nutrients. They have a lot of protein. And those are the things that also are more filling. So I do feel like there's some overlap there as well.
I totally agree. It's the bean salads, but also like the pasta or grain salads that are really both. Like they can handle being dressed and being in the fridge for a few days, but also maybe being in like a lunchbox to go to the office and not get mushy or weird. And then they're also hearty in the filling.
To hear the rest of the episode, subscribe to the Didn't I Just Feed You bonus stream on Apple Podcasts or join our superfan community today.